Gemara says on the Avdalah Amud Aleph, Tnan Hasli. Why does the Gemara mention this Mishnah? It's our Mishnah, but like, what's it mentioned here? The answer is there's a Machlokas Rabbah and Rava that we're dealing with. Rabbah and Rava hold that the two different approaches as to why a Shliach who brings a get from Medina Siyam has to say Befanenechta. If Hishayim Bekim Mishmal, if Hishayim Eidim Mitzuyim Lekayim. So the Gemara, Kedako Bakodesh, is going to bring Rayas, try to figure out who's right. Who is right? Is Rabbah the correct reason? Is Rava the correct reason? For the last daf, the Gemara is trying to figure out, Lefi Rabbah, how does it make any sense? Who could be the Tan of the Mishnah? If you hold Lefi Shem Bekin Lishma, so who's the Tan of the Mishnah? Because who requires both Ksiv Lishma and Chasim Lishma? So we figured that out. Today, yes, we figured that out. But now the Gemara is going to try to bring Rayas, maybe to give a Raya Makrachas that one of the Shitas is correct and the other one might be wrong. So Zog the Gemara, Tanan, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Afa Mevi Minarekim Uminachegim. The Tanakhama says that you bring a get to Eretz Yisrael from Medina Sayon, you have to say Befon. Rabbi Gamliel says, Afa Mevi, even from Rekim and Cheger, you also have to say, not just Medina Sayon, that's Rochok from Eretz Yisrael, as we saw with the Maram Shif and Rashi and the Mishnah, but even something that's a little bit closer, something that's Samuch. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Afila Mekfar Ludim Lelud. Rabbi Lezer goes even further, even from Kfar Ludim Lelud. Omer Abaye, Bayoras Asmuchos, Le'eretz Yisrael, Muvlos, Betchum Eretz Yisrael Askinan. We're talking about Smuchos and Muvlos. Omer Rabbi Barbachana, Ledidi Chazi Le'ahu Ha'u Asra, V'havi Kimi Be'kuvi L'Pumpadisa. He says, I saw that Asra from Kfar Ludim to Lud, and it's like Be'kuvi L'Pumpadisa. He knew that area, so that's how he identified that distance. So this is the mission. It says up the Gemara, Mechlal the Tanakama Savar, Hani Lo Tzarech. If you have two days who say that even from Rekem and Cheger you have to say Befanai, or even from Kfar Ludim Lelud you have to say Befanai, and the Tanakama doesn't say that, so clearly he's arguing. He holds that Dafka Medina Sayam is a Makom Rachok. So it sounds like it's a Machlokas. What is the Machlokas? Mechlal the Tanakama Savar, Hani Lo Tzarech. My lab Bakam if the Mar Savar Levishem became Lishma. V'hani gemiri, Umar Savil, v'shein edem etzuyen l'kayma, v'hani nami lo shchichi. So the Gemara suggests, maybe the Machlokas Tanoim is the Machlokas, Rabbi and Rava. Right? Maybe this they're arguing about the nature of the din, the reason of the din, why you have to say b'fani l'fani nechtem. Tanakama says that it's the v'shein b'kein l'shma. So he holds the b'nei medin aseyam, people far away from Eretz Yisrael, they're not b'kein l'shma. But smuchas and muvlos, they're so close, so they're going to be b'kein b'lishma too. They're going to be b'kein b'lishma too. My sover, so what do these days hold? If you hold that even from Rekem and Cheger, even from Kfar Ludim, there's also a need to say Befanai. So what do they hold? So it says the Gemara, they hold the time is Lefi Shein Eidim Etzuyen L'Kaima. Ein Eidim Etzuyen, you're not going to have Eidim. V'hani Nami Lo Shchichi. And from these areas, it's also Lo Shchiach to have Shayores Metzuyas. From Medina Sayam Avada, there aren't going to be Shayores Metzuyas so far away. But they hold what? That even from Rekem and Cheger, even from Kfar Ludim, the Shayaros are not going to be Mitzuyas, you're not going to have Eidim Mitzuyas in the Kaim. What does that mean? But they're some of them, they're so close, so how can there not be Shayaros Mitzuyas? What's the answer? Why wouldn't there be Shayaros Mitzuyas? They're so close to these places, so why wouldn't there be Shayaros Mitzuyas? What's the answer? Shaschair! Excellent, good. You saw the Rashi. Good. That's what Rashi says. So without the Rashi, I don't have Pshat in the Gemara at all. Rashi is, it's like a shascheir, that people don't travel between these places. It's somehow Rekem and Cheger is outside of Eretz Yisrael, and people from Eretz Yisrael don't travel there. So you're not going to have Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaima. And Kfar Ludim also, if you look, Kfar Ludim is even closer, it would seem. Kfar Ludim is even closer, but there aren't going to be Shayaros Mitzuyos because it's like a shascheir. It's like a shascheir, an emergency, whatever, like an emergency situation, shascheir, that they don't allow people to travel. It's a, you know, it's a solid border. It's not a permeable border. So that's the half a minute of the Gemara, that the Machlokas Tanoim is what's the reason for Befanai. Gemara rejects that. The Gemara says, no, Rabbi Mataritz L'Tamei, Rabbi Mataritz L'Tamei. The Machlokas Tanoim has nothing to do with the Tam for Befanai. They both can explain, both Rabbi and Rabbi can explain this away. Rabbi Mataris Latame the Kul Yamal Fishem Bekin Lishma. Rabbi says everyone is holding of Lishma. Vaha Bahakam Iflagi. Tanakama Savrahani came in the Smuchos Migmar Gamiri. Vaosa Rabbi Gamiel Lameimar, Mavlos Gamiri, Smuchos Logamiri. Rabba says, no, everyone holds of lishma. That's the ta. Everyone holds of lishma. So what's the machlokas? The Tanakama says that who's baki b'lishma? They live in Eretz Yisrael, so certainly they're baki b'lishma. But how about places that are outside Eretz Yisrael? So he says that that's choluk. Medina Sayam is so far away, so they're not going to be gone. Smuchos, if they're close to the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, then migma gemiri. Even though they're not part of Eretz Yisrael itself, but as long as they're samach, they're going to know as well. They're going to know about lishma. And Rebbe Lezer says what? Rebbe Lezer says that really, smuchos, Rabbi Gamliel says muvlos agamiri smuchos alogamiri. Take it back. Rabbi Gamliel says muvlos agamiri. If they're swallowed up in the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, so then they are going to be gamiri. Why are they gamiri? Because they're swallowed up in the boundary. Why are they going to be gamiri? So Rashi explains. Omer Abaye, Ayaros Halolu Shosivu Smuchos Leretz Yisrael. Hanach Rekem Echege the Rabbi Gamliel. Vahanach the Rebbe Lezer. Habi Smuchos Tvei. Sha'af Muvlos Ein Betchuma. Right, Muvlos is a double closeness. It's Samuch and it's Muvla. Smuchos are just close to the border, but they're not swallowed up in the border. If they're Muvlos, those Ayaros that are swallowed up in the border itself, they're even closer. Right, the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, has different parts of it. Some jut out, some are not jutting out. So like smuchos is, for example, here. This is, let's say, Rekin, right? But kfar ludim is here. So it's both samuch and muvla, right? It's both samuch and muvla. So because it's so close, Rabbi Gamliel says that they're going to be gemiri. But smuchos, he holds, they're not going to be gemiri. It's close, but it's not close enough, so they're not going to be gemiri. Rebbe Lezer has a different sheet. What does he say? That even muvlos, you have to say b'fanet, but they're close to Eretz Yisrael, so why? Of course they're going to be gemiri. What's the shaila? So the Gemara says, enachanami. He holds, of course they're gemiri. But afal piken, you have to say b'fanet anyway. Shal tachlok b'medina sayam. This is a gzera below plug. A gzera below plug. He makes a gzera below plug. So that's the machlokas. Machlokas is, who is gemiri? Machlokas tanoi. Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Gamliel both say that that muvlos are going to be gemiri and smuchos are not going to be gemiri. Rebbe Lezer just says that even from muvlos you'll have to say b'fanai as well as a loplug, as a loplug. That's how Rabbi is going to explain the days. No.
Sounds like we're saying shalot b'fanai medina sayam. Sounds like we're concerned smuchos and muvlos in medina sayam. But you said medina sayam is being not machlok, or you said coming in here like you're going to run. Why are we calling it medina sayam?
Right, they're so different. Right. Even though Medina Sayam is so far away, but it's Chutz Lawrence. So they'll think, if from here, right, Muvlos don't have to say Befonai, so that means that places outside Eretz Yisrael don't have to say Befonai. So they'll think any place in Chutz Lawrence doesn't have to say Befonai. So Shalot Tachlo b'Medina Sayam, we want to make sure, at least for Medina Sayam, that they say, so we have to make a Gzera, below Plug, that any place outside of Eretz Yisrael has to say Befonai or Befonai. That's the pshat. Okay, that's Rabba. Rava Mataris the Tamei. Rava says something similar. The Kuli Amalefi Shein Edim Etzuyin LaKaima. His reason is held by all the Tanoim. The Tanakama Sover Hani came in the Smuchos Mishkach Shchichi. For us, Rabbi Gamliel Lameimar Mavlos Shchichi Smuchos Lo Shchichi. For us, Rabbi Lezer Lameimar Mavlos Nami Lo Shlo Tachlo B'Medina Sayon. So Amish the same pism. It's just not talking about Lishma. It's talking about Kiyu. Right? The Shayaris Betzuyos LaKaim. The Tanakama says Davka Medina Sayom, so far away, you're not going to have Eidim in the Kaima. Rabbi Gamliel says no. Rabbi Gamliel says that that even smuchas, right? That even smuchos are not going to be shchichi. You're not going to have Sheiras Metzuyas. You have to say Befanei, but Mevlos are shchichi. So you don't have to say Befanei. It's so close that you don't have to say Befanei. Rabbi Lezer says no. In a Chanami, Mevlos really it should be shchichi, but Kadosh L'Tachlo B'Medina Sayom. As a gzera below plug, Chazal said that any place outside of Eretz Yisrael has to say b'fanei u'tafanei nechta. This is the introduction to the sugya. Okay, this is the introduction. Now the Gemara says like this. Another rabbi. Tanan. V'chachamim omrim ein otzar shiyam v'fanyut v'fanyinachtam el ha-mevim im bin asiyam v'hamolich. The chachamim add more on the Tanakama. Right? The Tanakama says what? To bring from Medinas Hayam to Eretz Yisrael, that requires b'fanyut v'fanyinachtam. But to bring in the opposite direction, molich, to bring from Eretz Yisrael to Medinas Hayam, Tanakama says no. And the chachamim seem to argue. They seem to say even molich as well. Mechlal de Tanakama sover molich lo tzarech. So my lab b'hokam if l'gidem ar sover l'fishen b'kin l'shma v'hani gemiri mar sover l'fishen edem etzuyen l'kaim v'hani nami lo shechichim. Then maybe the machlokas is on the tam. What's the machlokas? V'hani gemiri, right? The people of Eretz Yisrael are gemiri. So therefore, molech doesn't have to say b'fani l'fani l'fani. That's the Tanakama. The Tanakama is going like a rabbah, that the key is l'shma. So to bring from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, why should you have to say that became b'lishma in Eretz Yisrael? Umar sabal v'sheinei demitzuyim l'kayma, and the Chachamim hold that it's an issue of kiyum, and there aren't shayeres mitzuyas between Eretz Yisrael and Medina Sayyam, either way. So that's why you should have to say b'fana, even if you're molech. Because of the Gemara, no, this is not a raya either. Right? It's no raya that there's a machlokas tanoim. What the tam is. No, Rabba Mataris the Tamei, Rabba Mataris the Tamei. The same pismin. Rabba Mataris the Tamei, the Kulayama, Lefishem Beki and Lishma. The Ocha Begzeras, Molech Hatu Mevi, Komiflegin. The Shaila is whether it goes in Molech Hatu Mevi. Tanakama Sovar Lo Gazrina, Molech Hatu Mevi. Rabban Basuai, Savri Gazrina, Molech Hatu Mevi. Everyone says the people in Eretz Yisrael are Gomer. They know about Lishma. They accept the Drash of Lishma. The Shaila is, if you bring from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Siyam, if we don't require you to say B'fanai then, so you'll think that there's no need to say B'fanai even if you bring from Medina Siyam, where they're not Bekim. So it's a Gzeira of Molech Hotu maybe. And the Rabbon and Basroi, they say, we're not Goza. The Tanakama says that we're not Goza. The Rabbon and Basroi say, we are Goza. The Tanakama says, we're not Goza. So if you bring from Medina Siyam to Eretz Yisrael, then you have to say, but you bring from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Siyam, then there's no Chiyuv to say. Shaila is whether it goes in Molech or Tumevi, that's the machlokas according to Rava. So there is a machlokas. The machlokas is whether it goes in Molech or Tumevi. The Rava mitarets the Tamei, the Kuliyama levishenei de mitzuyin lekaimo. Rava says, no, everyone agrees levishenei de mitzuyin lekaimo. Aye, so why did the Rabbanan say that Molech you have to say? And the Tanakama says, no, that taking from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz is no need. If it's l'fishayne the mitzvah in the kaimel, then even from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sam, there should be a chiyuv. So Zok Rava, a big chiddush, Rabban Basroi, l'fushay time the Tanakama who da'asa. There's no machlokas bechla. They both agree that you have to say bein b'molah bein b'mevi. Rabbanan are just adding on to the Tanakama. They're explaining what the Tanakama holds. That both by molah and mevi, there's a chiyuv to say b'fona because the tam is l'fishayne the mitzvah in the kaimel. This is section number 2 in the Gemara. Section number 3. Let's go weiter. Let's go weiter. We've seen a lot of Gemara. Section number 3. This is where it gets a little bit more complicated. So now, let's go to the next part of the Mishnah. Hamevi get Mimdina b'Mimdina sayam tzarech lamar fanyu b'fanyu nechta. The Mishnah says that if you bring from one Medina to another in Medina sayam, you have to say b'fanyu. So now we're going to make a diyuk. Haba osa medina b'medina sayam lo tzarech. Memdina l'medina b'medina sayam d'zachiv. But ba'osa medina, no. L'rava nicha l'rava kasha. It says the Gemara, l'rava nicha. Ba'osa medina b'medina sayam, there's no chiv to say b'fana. Stama there will be shayaras mitzuyas. But they're not b'kiyam b'lishma. So l'fi rava everything is great. Right, because haba osa medina. If that's your diuk, right? Medina le medina be medina sayam. So if your diuk is osa medina be medina sayam lo tzarech, that sounds like Rava. That it's all a function of shayaras mitzuyas. But according to Rabbi, it's doch shver. There's no difference between medina le medina as opposed to osa medina le fi Rava. If you're in medina sayam and not gemiri, then don't know lishmos. You should have to say b'fana. It's a kasha against Rava. Kasha against Rava. Because says the Gemara that your diuk was wrong. You thought the diuk is on the phrase Mimdina Lemdina. That Mimdina Lemdina Bimdina Sayam Tsarech Haba Osa Medina Bimdina Sayam Lo Tsarech. No, that's the wrong diuk. The diuk is Mimdina Lemdina Bimdina Sayam Tsarech. Ha Mimdina Lemdina Veretz Yisrael Lo Tsarech. And that's good according to Rabbah, because the people of Eretz Yisrael know Lishma. Even though it's Mimdina Lemdina, Rava would not work out, right? But according to Rabbah, that's great. That diuk is great. Because Mimdina Lemdina, the Eretz Yisrael, since the people of Eretz Yisrael are became B'lishma, there's no need to say B'fana. So that's great. That's the diuk according to Rabbah. Yeah. So, Frakta Gemara, Habahedjika Tanila. Maybe get Eretz Yisrael, and not Sarach Lama B'fana, B'fana Nechtam. That couldn't be a diuk, because it's the next line of the Mishnah. I wouldn't have to make such a diuk. Right? It says that Beferish, I don't have to be Medayak like that. It couldn't be that that's what the earlier part of the Mishnah is coming to tell us, because what's the Chiddush? Right? What's the Chiddush? It's trying to say, Mimdina Lemdina Bimdina Sayyab, there's a Chiyav to say Befanai, but somewhere else there's no Chiyav to say Befanai. So if the Diuk is Ha Mimdina Lemdina Be'eretz Yisrael, Eino Tzarech, so that's the next line of the Mishnah. So why would I need that Diuk in the previous line of the Mishnah? So says the Gemara, no. No, what does the Gemara say? I mehahi hava mina hani mili di'evet, avala chatchila lo kamash malon. Adka. Not the Gemara, no. From that part of the Mishnah, if we only had that part of the Mishnah, then I would say b'di'evet, if the shliach didn't see the ksiv and the chasima, b'di'evet, he didn't see the ksiv and the chasima, then he can still bring the get. He doesn't have to say b'fana. He doesn't have to say b'fana. But lechatchila, what's the lechatchila? She says, "Hava mina hani mili di'eved the imaisi mimdina lemdina be'eretz Yisrael lo nichtav lefanav." If it weren't written in front of him, ein tzarech lifso shlichuso al kach. You don't have to pass on the shlichus. A big chiddush in this b'di'eved. B'di'eved means not that he gave the get already. B'di'eved means that he didn't see the ksiva. So now lechatchila he could still bring the get. That's also a b'di'evet. He didn't see the ksiva, but the baal asked him to be the shliach. So I would think b'di'evet he could bring the get, even though he didn't see the ksiva. That's how Rashi is learning. Aval lechatchila he have a mimlech, have a marina le'daleku alei. If he were to be mimlech, if he were to ask us what to do, does he have to see the ksiva lechatchila? Does he not have to see the ksiva? So we would say deleku alei. Leku means the yamod olav. He should stand by the get when they're writing the get, so he should have the potential to say b'fana b'fana. If I only had that part of the Mishnah, we haven't defined what that means, but if we only had that part of the Mishnah, so I would think that dafka b'di'evet, if he didn't see the ksiv and the chasima, he can still bring the get. But l'chatchila, if he were to ask us, does he have to see the ksiv and the chasima? Does he have to see the ksiv and the chasima? We tell him yes. He would say lechatchila you should see the ksiv and the chasima in Eretz Yisrael, so that you could say b'fana. I would think the whole din that if you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say b'fana. That means if he didn't see the ksiv and the chasima. But lechatchila, if he came to Bez and he asked them, we would tell him that he should see the ksiv and the chasima. Kamash malon mishna yisera disseifa the lo tzarach. Says Rashi, kamash malon disseifa. If we only had the Resha, we only had maybe get Mimdina Lemdina Bimdina Sayam Sarach Lama Befanai. So then I would say, Ha Mimdina Lemdina Be'eretz Yisrael Eino Tzarech. That means what? That means that if he already didn't see the Ksiv and the Chasima, B'di'evet, we'd say that he's still kosher. But if he were to ask us whether he should see the Ksiv and the Chasima, we'd say, even in Eretz Yisrael, Lechatchila you should see it. Kamash Malan the Seifa. Mashalan the Sefer, that even the Chatchil in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to say the Ksiv and the Chasim, he doesn't have to say the Fon. That's how Rashi understood the Gemara. It's a very creative reading of the Gemara, because normally when you have this kind of construct, when the Gemara says, if we only had that, then we would think X. So normally, that statement is made about the part of the Mishnah that's the part of the Brice of the Mishnah that was just quoted. Right? The Gemara asks, why do you need the diuk from the Resha of the Mishnah? It says it beferish in the Sefer. It says it beferish in the Sefer. The Mishnah says, maybe get Be'eretz Yisrael. So now the Gemara says, if If I only had that, what is that? That is going back to what you just quoted, right? If I only had the Seifa, then I would think b'di'evet. But because I had the Reisha tells me lechatchila oichet, lechatchila also. Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi says that imeahi means if I only had the Reisha, then I would think b'di'evet. Kamashmal and the Seifa, that's even lechatchila. Kamashmal and the Seifa, that it's even lechatchila. So this bothered Tosfos. Tosfos says, "Pirish bekuntris imi diuk of the reisha, etc., etc." Right? That it's from the diuk of the reisha that I would think dafka b'di'evet. Kamashmalon the sefer that even lechatchila. Pirish Kain says Tosfos mishum the asefer lo have a motzi lememra hani mili di'evet. The avhedja katoni ain't sarach the mashmal lechatchila. See, the problem is the lotion of the sefer. What does the sefer say? Maybe get Beretz Yisrael. Einot tzorach lomer v'fanu v'fanu v'achtam. Einot tzorach means he doesn't have to. It sounds lechatchila-ish. Sounds like lechatchila that he doesn't have to do something. Doesn't have to do something. What's the doesn't have to do something? Right? It sounds like lechatchila he wouldn't even have to stand by the ksiva nechasiva to be able to say v'fanu v'fanu v'achtam. It sounds lechatchila-ish. So that's what prompted Rashi to explain that Imeahi is going on the Reisha, even though that's not what we just quoted. We quoted the Sefer. It's not the Pashup Shad in the text. It's not the simple reading of the text of the Gemara, but Tosus says Rashi felt compelled to say like that. Umiu says Tosus, Loshon Imeahi Lomash Mahachi. That Loshon always means we're referring back to what we just quoted. If just from that, I wouldn't know. I need the other in order to know the din. So it doesn't quite fit into the Lashon of the Gemara. Tosas offers a few perushim. We'll just look at the first one. There's another pshat that Tosas has at the end. You can look at that on your own. Tosas says, V'nira d'yesh li'ashev, d'hacha shaykh l'misni eno tzarech b'di'eved, k'lomar ein tzarech litlo heimena k'shalo amr b'faneh d'faneh d'am l'kaman k'etzir yaseh, etc. We know there's a whole discussion. The Chacham said, if you don't say b'fanei d'fanei nechtam, there's still a way to be mesakin. Right? If you take it back, you can say b'fanei d'fanei nechtam. So, it's shayach to use the lashon eino tzarech even by b'di'evet. That's a b'di'evet. That means he already gave the get, didn't say b'fanei d'fanei nechtam, but we're telling him, you don't have to do something in the future, even though it's a b'di'evet. What's that such a strange idea? He gave the get already. B'di'evet means that b'di'evet, it's kosher. Right? Einot tzarech means that you don't have to do something lechatchila, you don't have to do something extra. So what's the extra here? If you're just saying b'di'evet it's kosher, b'di'evet it's kosher. No, b'di'evet it's kosher, right? Einot tzarech, there's no need to take it back. Right? If you bring again Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to say b'fanai. That means that b'di'evet, right? B'di'evet, there's no need to take it back and say b'fanai and b'fanai nechta. So Tosa says that you can understand the Gemara Kepshuto. If we only had what? The Seifa. If we only had the Seifa, maybe get Beretz Yisrael, then Otzorach Lama, Fanet Fanetam. I would say, Dafka B'di'evet, if you already gave the get, so now the Chachamim require you, if you're being get from Chutz Laretz, the Chachamim require you to take it back, give it again, and say, Fanet Fanetam. And Otzorach, right? And Otzorach, if you're being get in Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to do all that. B'di'evet, it's kosher, and there's no need to do that extra action. But if lechatchila, the shliach is asking us what to do, should he stand on the ksiva and the chasima to be able to say b'fanet v'fanet lechatchila in Eretz Yisrael? So to that, we would have told him that yes, he should stand lechatchila. Kamash v'lan the reisha, the extra diuk of the reisha tells me, maybe get medina l'medina medina seyam eno tzarech lo b'fanet v'fanet ha medina l'medina be'eretz Yisrael eno tzarech. That tells me that even lechatchila, it's an extra ribui to tell me that even lechatchila, There's no need to say b'fanai. There's no need to stand by the ksiva nechasima if it's an Eretz Yisrael to be able to say b'fanai to v'fanai. This is Rashi and Tosfos in Pshat and Medina. Okay, we're getting there. We're getting to the jugular here. Comes the Gemara and says one more section. The ikad demosiv lahachi. Some ask the kasha. In the reverse, same kasha that we had before, the same diuk. Same diuk. Ika de mosav lahachi, hamim din lemedina be'eretz Yisrael, lo tzarech. That it says, hamevi gemim din lemedina be'medina sayam tzarech. So some ask it in the reverse, right? Akasha not on Rabbah, but Akasha on Rav, right? That maybe get Medina leMedina beBnei Asayam Sarach leMa beFanai, but ha neMedina leMedina beEretz Yisrael Einot Sarich. Right? Where is this? VeIkad Moshe laHachi ha neMedina leMedina beEretz Yisrael Lo Sarich leRabbah Nicha leRav Akasha. So that's good for Rabbah. Rabbah says if it's in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemiri, even if it's from one Medina to another, then no Shayos Mitsuyos, there's no need to say Befanai. According to Rabbah, it's Shver. Right? If it's from one Medina to another, there won't be Shayos Mitsuyos, so then like, you should say Befanai. So what is the Mishnah, why is the Diuk of the Mishnah Mashma Medina Lemedina Be'eretz Yisrael in Otsare? So the Gemara, no, Lotema Medina Lemedina Be'eretz Yisrael, Otsare, Chala'ema Haba Osa Medina Bemedina Sayam, Otsare. Just flip the diuk, just like we did the other way. We'll flip it this way. Zok the Gemara, not so fast. Avo Mimdina leMedina beEretz Yisrael maitzarech. So what are you trying to say, Rava? Mimdina leMedina beEretz Yisrael taka yiduni. Mimdina leMedina beMedina sayom. You have to say befanai. Haba osa Medina beMedina sayom. You don't have to say befanai. But Mimdina leMedina beEretz Yisrael, you do have to say befanai. If that's true. So, listen Hamevi Mimdina Lemedina Stam. Why does the Mishnah say Hamevi get Mimdina Lemedina Bimedina Sayam? If you hold that any Havas Haget from one Medina to the next requires Befanai, so it's not just Medina Sayam, just say Hamevi Mimdina Lemedina Stam. So, Zokta Gemara La Olam Mimdina Lemedina Beretz Yisrael Nami Lotzara. No, really, Rava holds from one Medina to another in Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say. Right? Medina leMedina beMedina Siyam, yeah, but Medina leMedina beEretz Yisrael, Rav admits that there's no need to say befanai. Silefi Rava, there's no need from one Medina to another in Eretz Yisrael. But why? It shouldn't be Shayaras Mitsuyas. Rava should say that you have to say befanai. He says, the Kaven the Ika, Oli Regalim, Mishkach Shchichi. The Oli Regalim going back and forth create Shayaras Mitsuyas, Mishkach Shchichi. You'll find Edim Mitsuyan Lakaimah. This is a new concept. We're saying Rava holds even from one Medina to the next, you'll have Shayaras Mitsuyas. You'll have Shayaras Mitsuyas. So that's why in Eretz Yisrael, he holds that there's no need to say Befanai. If it's both a Medina, you don't have to say Befanai. But even from one Medina to the next, Rava says you don't have to say Befanai. The Oli Regalim will ensure that they'll be Kiyum. There'll be Eitim Mitsuyim Lekayim. So for the Gemara Tena, Bizman Shev Eisem Yedish Kayim, Bizman Shev Eisem Yedish Kayim, Ma Ikele Meimar. There are Oli Regalim Bizman Shev Eisem Yedish Kayim. Okay, I hear Rava will say that Bizman Shev Eisem Yedish Kayim, there are Eitim Mitsuyim Lekayim, there's no need to say Befanai. But Bizman Shev Eisem Yedish Kayim, the Oli Regalim stop. So according to Rava, you should have to say Befanai if you bring it from one Medina to the next Eretz Yisrael. So what's he going to answer for that? Says Dr. Gemara, no, Kevin the Ika Bate Din and the Kvi'i Mishkach Shchichi. Rabate Din and the Kvi'i, so Mishkach Shchichi. Bate Din, even though the Oli Regalim stopped going back and forth, but there still are Bate Dinim Kvu'im in parts of Eretz Yisrael. And the Bate Dinim Kvu'im will create a Shayaras Mitsuyas. Right? A Mitsuyas Shayaras, Rashi says, Shalchos Lodin B'mokam Avad. They're going to go to the Din Torah in different places. People are going to be traveling to the Bate Din. So Rava says, Mimdina leMedina beEretz Yisrael, there's no need to say Befanai, even Bezman Shei Mesa Medesh Kayim, because there are Bate Dinim Kvu'im, and that's going to create a Shayaras Mitsuyas. That's going to create a Shayaras Mitsuyas. That's going to create a Shayaras Mitsuyas. Yeah. So Rava would say, in Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say Befanai, even from one Medina to the next. Yeah. Let's see one small piece, one final piece of Gemara. Kanan. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel omer afilu mehegmonia lehegmonia v'omer Rav Yitzchak yirach ha'soyse beretz Yisrael v'asosi l'shmo v'hoi bo beiz hegmonia l'shoi makpidim zel zeh l'fika chutzuchu lomer mehegmonia lehegmonia. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that even two places, two governments in one city, right? Rav Yitzchak says there was a place in Eretz Yisrael that there were two governments in one city. And it was like a Shas Cherem. They didn't allow people to go from one place to the next. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that in such a situation, since the makbid zel ze, there's a chiyuv to say b'fanu d'fanu nechtan, even though it's an Eretz Yisrael. Zok the Gemara l'Rava nichal l'Rabba kasha. For Rava, that's great. If the makbid zel ze, the warka v'shayars mitzuyos, so then you have to say b'fanu. According to Rava, it's toch shver. This is a place in Eretz Yisrael. They're gemiri. They're no lishma. So if they know lishma, why should there be a din of b'fanu? So Zok the Gemara finally, Rabba is slay the Rava. This is the statement we're waiting for. Rabba is slay the Rava. That really Rabba agrees to Rava. Rabba holds of his time of Lefishayn Bekiyin Lishma, but he says that Lefishayn Edim Etzuyin Lekayim was also an issue. Meaning, even in a place where they're Gemiri, even in Eretz Yisrael, where they are Gemiri, they're Bekiyin B'Lishma, if there won't be Shayaras Metzuyos, Rabba admits that you have to say Befana. Rabba admits that you have to say Befana. Rava is not Islay the Rabba. Rava would say that if there will be Shayaras Metzuyos, then there's no need to say Befana, even in a place where they're not Gemiri. Right? Like even if you're in Medina Sayyam, if it's Osa Medina be Medina Sayyam, so Shayaris will be Mitsuyos, but they're not Gemiri Bilishma. So Rava would say that you don't have to say Bafani with my Rabbi. Their Rabbi would say that you do. But Rabba's Islay the Rabba. Rabba says that even if people are Gemiri, but if they're not Shayaris Mitsuyos, there is a Chiyuv to say Bafani. So, in fact, the Gemara, Ella, my Benayu. So what's the chiluk between them? If they both agree with each other, what's the difference? What's the kasha? Right? There were three ikah benayos that we had on Beis HaMikdash. Right? Asiyu beitrei, inami ba'osa medina medina siyam, inami memdina lemedina be'eretz Yisrael. So it comes out memdina lemedina be'eretz Yisrael is no longer an afkamina between them, because even Rabba would say, despite the fact that they're bekiyim b'lishma, but if it's from one Medina to the next, you're not going to have Edom Mitzuyin Lekayim. So he agrees with Rabba that you have to say Befanai. So that Nafkamina is out. So that Nafkamina is out. So what's the Ika Benayim? He says, no, there are only two. Dasyu Beitrei, Inami Ba'osa Medina, Bimedina Sayam. Dasyu Beitrei is still a Nafkamina. Why? Because that's a situation where there are Shayaras Mitzuyas. You don't need Kiyum, right? Because either you'll have Shayaras Mitzuyas, so these two Shluchim are enough to obviate the need for Kiyum. So Rava would say that you don't have to say Befana. But since it's in Medina Sayam, they're not Bekiyim B'Lishma, Rava would say that you do have to say Befana. Or, Osa Medina B'Medina Sayam, Nachamo, Rava says that you don't have to say Befana because there are going to be Shayaras Mitzuyas. It's a small place. There'll be Shayaras Mitzuyas. Rava would say, since it's in Medina Sayam, they're not Gemiri. If they're not Gemiri, they don't know Lishma, so then there will be a need to say Befana. This is the maskana of the Gemara. The Rabbi is like the Rabbi. So the nafkaminas have to be retooled, right? You have to figure out what the nafkamina is going to be. So Rashi points out over here in the Maskal Ella that really the Mai Benayo of the Gemara is going on both terutzim. Atarvayu shinuya mahader. Ashinuya kama de shanina kevin de ika ole regola mechule. Vesula kalamemer mimdina lemedina. Matzich Rava. Bein Hashinuya Damrinan, the Rabba Echa de Kapti, Modiba, the Be'ina Nami Lekaima. He says, really, that this Kasha, my Benayah, was going on both Terutzim. Because we established already that what? We established already that if the Oli Regolim are there, Mimdin Limdin and Eretz Yisrael, so then there's no chiyuv to say Befana. Right? Kevin the Ika Oli Regolim Mishkach Shchichi. So Kevin the Ika Oli Regolim Mishkach Shchichi, so already at that point, we know that Mimdin Limdin of Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say Befana Bein Lefi Rabba Bein Lefi Rabba. For Rabba, there's no need to say Befana because they became Milishma. For Rava, the Oli Regolim are like Shayaz Mitzuyah, so there's no need to say Befana either. So at that point already, we know Mimdina Lemedina Beretz Yisrael is not going to be an Afkamina anymore. But the Gemara waits. The Gemara waits to ask my Benayu until it gets to the next point, because that's the flip case, says Rashi. Right? Rashi says, Bein Hashinuya Damina de Rabba Hecha de Kapti Modiba. Rabba agrees by Hegmonia Lehegmonia, if two places are kapti, so then even if it's in Eretz Yisrael and they became B'lishma, there still is a need to say Befana. So he agrees to Rava. So he's in mode the kapti the beina nami lekaimo mehashdim in dinam dinam beretz yisrael lo ifligu ba the kapti mode ba rabba da is like the rava the lo kapti mode ba rava da shchichu lekaimo mishum kviyus the batei dinim. Right, Rav is going to be mode that if it's lo kapti then you'll have shayaras mitzuyas. The Oli Regolim make it Shayas Mitzuyas Bezman Shem Beisam Migdash Kaim, and the Bote Dinim Kvuim make it Shayas Mitzuyas Bezman Shem Beisam Migdash Kaim. And Al Tzlishma, Rabbah says that if you bring it in Eretz Yisrael, then they became Bilishma. So then they both would say that there's no need to say Befani. So if Lo Kapti, then both would say there's no need to say Befani. And if Kapti, then both of them would say that you need to say Befani because Rabbah is like the Rava. So even if they became Bilishma, Rabbah is like the Rava, that if there aren't going to be Shayas Mitzuyas, Then of course there's going to be a need to say the same funny or different. Okay, this is the Gemara. This is the Gemara. Questions. Shlomo Leib.
Does that mean that now for saying that there was Shayas Mitzuyos, is that like now we're interpreting the case that we have with days on the days where he had then Nafkamino, we said it's like a shot to them and there's no on.
So we were thinking then that there wouldn't be Shayaras Mitzuyah. If it's from one Medina to another, we thought that there's no Chilak. That's too far a place. It's like a Shas Cherem. That there isn't so much travel from one Medina to another. So there will be a Chiyah to say Befani. That's what we were assuming before. But now to answer the Diuk from the Mishnah, we can't say that. To answer for Rava, we have to say that there are Shayaras Mitzuyahs. So once we have to say that, it turns out that there's no Nafkamiyah. That they'll both say that as long as there's no Shas Cherem, then there's no need to say Befana in Eretz Yisrael. This is the Gemara. So it would seem from the Gemara that if you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, if there's no Shas Cherem, even if it's from one Medina to another in Eretz Yisrael, right, what's the din? Do you have to say Befana to another or you don't? What's the answer? Do you have to say Befana? Bizman Azeh, if you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael? No. There's no need to say Befana. Right? Why is there no need to say Befana? Sounds familiar. Why? Because they're about the Dinim Kfuim. Right? They're Ashayaris Mitzuyas. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. Poshim Shana the Gemara is that the need to say Befana to Vananatam is a function of what? It's a function of the Mitzuyas. You have to establish what the Mitzuyas is. What is the Mitzuyas? Are the Shayaras Mitzuyas and not Shayaras Mitzuyas? So the Gemara gives us two examples of Shayaras Mitzuyas. The Oli Regolim make it Shayaras Mitzuyas, and Bata Din and Kfuim make it Shayaras Mitzuyas. So at first glance, if we take the Gemara at face value, and we assume that it still applies to Bizman Hazeh, so we would say, even though it's Bizman Shebes and Mirashkai, but they're Bata Din and Kfuim. They're Bata Din and Kfuim. So if they're Bata Din and Kfuim, so then there wouldn't be a need to say Befarer Defani Nachta. That's what you would imagine. Comes the Ramban. And the Ramban says, maybe that's true at the time of the Gemara, but not true now. It's not true now. What does Ramban say? The end of the sugya, Ramban and Davov, actually, Davov on my base. That's really the end of the sugya, Befanei Tefani Nata. Ramban says, Ilo mistafina meravusa zal, I wouldn't be afraid of my Rebbeim, my Chaverim. Havamina de ha'idna Eretz Yisrael kachutz laretz v'gitin. I would say that you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, you have to say Befanei Tefani Nata. It's like chutz laretz. Not what the Mishnah says. Ramban is talking in his time. Who knows, maybe Bizman Hazeh, Bizman Hazeh, in the year 2022, maybe you'd think it's different. It's hard to believe we would change the halacha, but okay. We'll forget 2022, at least at the time of the Ramban. Right? Ramban says, Ha'idna, at his time, he says he thinks Eretz Yisrael is the same as Chutz Laretz, because we don't have Batei Din Kfuim. Velo Shchichi, it's all a function of whether Batei Din Kfuim. That's the maskana of the Gemara, no? It's all a function of whether Batei Din Kfuim. So since Bezman Hazeh, we don't have Batei Din Kfuim, Mistam in Eretz Yisrael, you should have to say Befana. It's no special halacha of Chutz Laretz. Velekele Meimer, the Kevin de Lo Gozu Be'eretz Yisrael, Metchila, Lo Gazvin and Hashta. Don't tell me what, since the original takana was that Hamevi get Eretz Yisrael, Eino Tzarech Loma, that was the original Gzeira. So now, even though the Mitzvahs change, now we don't have Batei Dinim Kfuim. But the Halacha should stay the same, because Eretz Yisrael wasn't part of the original Gzeira. Because I don't think that's a reason to say that that there's no chiyuv for b'fanei d'fanei achta. The Reb Shimon ben Gamliel hitzich ba'aseosyon shebe'eretz Yisrael ba'os medina. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel required in this place in Eretz Yisrael from one hegemonia to the other. If the makpid in zelzeh, if there's a shas cherim somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, then he required b'fanei. So why should he require b'fanei? If the original takon is that hamevi get, someone who brings a get in Eretz Yisrael, there's no b'fanei. There's no b'fanei. Why should it matter whether they're makpid or not? I thought you told me it's a function of the ikka takonah. It's not a function of the particular circumstance that you find yourself in. So you see from Reb Shimon Gamliel that you have to apply the rules. You got to apply it to every case and see if it's shayach. So he says, "Bizman hazeh in Eretz Yisrael, we don't know about the din kfurim. It's like makpidim zeh al zeh. It's like a case of shas cherim. So there should be a requirement to say b'fanei nichtav v'fanei nechtam, even if you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael." What are you going to tell me? Reb Shimon ben Gamliel zadas yochid. The Rabbanan argue against him. No, hasam beir achas. He says. Maximum they're arguing beir achas that they say there's no need to say b'fanei. I efsher to lo mishtamti v'yadi hani b'hani. Beir achas. They say, come on, they're going to be able to get from one side of the city to the other. Rabban probably never heard of the Berlin Wall. But okay, that's what he's assuming. Beir achas, they'll definitely be able to get from one side to the other. But shtei ayaros, that's zicher. If there aren't shayaros mitzuyas between two medinas, avol medina lemedina b'chol makom lo shchichi tzarech shemetchil lakach oisa hagzera kol makom she mitzuyin tzarech lakayim. So after Ramban, the ikka gzera was that if there aren't shayaros mitzuyas avada. Avada is a chiyuv to say b'fanei d'fanei nechta, even if it's Eretz Yisrael. Why not? Teida sharei bovel k'Eretz Yisrael b'mkomos she'edim mitzuyin v'al hashar gozru v'chazal v'gozer. If you bring a get from Medina, say you bring a get from Chutz Laretz, and yet you bring a get in bovel, there's no need to say b'fanei. Alma ein Eretz Yisrael chaluka b'kach ela mipnei min hoga. What do you see from Bavel? See, Bavel is part of Chutz Laretz, and nevertheless, we assume that there's no need to say Befana. It has a din of Eretz Yisrael. How do we explain Bavel? If the takana was that you bring a get from Medina Sayam, from places of Chutz Laretz that are not smuchas, that are not muvlos, is a chiyuv to say Befana. So why is Bavel any different? He says, Gufa, from Bavel, you see. Sounds like Bavel was not at the time of the Ikka takana. He says the ikka takana must have been that it's a function of what the metzias is. If there are shayaras metzias, then there's no need to say b'fanei. If there are no shayaras metzias, then there is a need to say b'fanei. Right? So, since Bavel is a place where there are shayaras metzias, where there are yeshivas, right? The mesifta, the mesifta is the garsi b'mesifta, as the Gemara says on the Vav, right? It my bovel Rav Amar ke'eretz Yisrael legitin u'shmul amar kechutz laretz. And what's pshat? So the Gemara says that according to Rav, came in the ikam mesifta mishkach shchichi. They have yeshivas. They have nardoim, pumpadisa, and sura. They have yeshivas that they're going to travel back and forth. They have kashas, and they go back and forth from one yeshiva to the next. So therefore, there's no need to say b'fanei because there are shayaras mitzuyas. But Bavel was part of Chutz Laretz, it was part of the Ikka Takana, so like how could you not say b'fanei? Dr. Ramban, you see from Bavel, Bavel is the test case. Bavel is the paradigm that it's a function of what the Metzias is. So since the Metzias of Bavel, now that we're in Golos, now that they were in Golos, right? The Metzias of Bavel was that you had Shayar's Metzias between the different yeshivas. So there's no need to say b'fanei in Bavel, even though it's part of Chutz Laretz. So the Ramban says the opposite should apply in the other direction as well. You bring a get in Eretz Yisrael. Since in Eretz Yisrael, he assumes that there aren't shayaras mitzuyas, right? There aren't batei dinim kfuim bizman hazeh, bizman haramban. So he says you should have to say b'fanei because it's all a function of whether there are shayaras mitzuyas or no shayaras mitzuyas. That's how the Ramban learns. It's all a function of the mitzuyas of whether there are shayaras mitzuyas or not. And that's the yisod according to Rava, lefi the Ramban. And his raya is from Bava. His raya is from Bava. That's the Ramban. From Rashi, you get a different impression. What Rashi? Who Rashi? Well, let's go back to the Rashi that we read today. The Rashi on Avdalad Amud Aleph, when Abaye describes the Ayaros of Eretz Yisrael, so what does he say? So we read the beginning of that Rashi, discussing the Machlokes Tanoim, the Smuchos, Mublos, etc. But then Rashi says like this, Ve'etidami Mublos, what are Mublos in the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael? What does that mean that they're swallowed up in the boundary? It says, Kagon Ayaros Shemona HaKosu B'mizrocha Shel Eretz Yisrael, Lios L'Gvul. The Pasuk, the Psukim in Parshas Maaseh describe the border of Eretz Yisrael, the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael. Kedachziv v'hisavisem lachem l'gvul keima mechatzar einon v'gomen. Umona ala gvul ayoros rabos. A bunch of different cities on the gvul of Eretz Yisrael on the eastern border. Umehenu lahalan chutz laretz, chutz ala Eretz Yisrael. V'yesh me'em sheboltos mechavrosein l'tzad ha-mizrach. Arba v'chamish parsos, right there. The boundary is not straight. It goes in and out. Vayaros ha'omdos chutz l'mesila lifnim v'blita sa'ira. Bolet is kari le'mavlas b'sorach ha'tchum. That's mavlas, and if it's only somach, it means it's close to the boundary, but it's not swallowed up in the boundary. That's what Rashi says. So Rashi quotes the psukim. It says the psukim say that there were cities that it was swallowed up in the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. And there were cities that were samach, exactly the cities that are mentioned in Parshas Maaseh. Rashi on the Beis Amud Aleph says something very similar. Rashi over there, Virekim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Meirekim lemizrach virekim kemizrach. Right? Meirekim lemizrach virekim kemizrach. And a comment said, you bring a get from Medina Sayam, say b'fani. Rabbi Gamliel says, even from Rekim and Chegem. Comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, Merekem lemizrach verekem kemizrach. That Rekem is not part of Eretz Yisrael, it's part of Chutzlars. There's a chiyuv to say b'fanei from there. And then he fleshes out the other borders. So what does Rashi say? Verekem atzman idonis kemizrach ha'olam v'lo k'Eretz Yisrael. Rekem is like Chutzlars, it's not Eretz Yisrael. V'amevi merekem tzarek lom v'fanei t'fanei nechtam v'chein kulam. Rekem lemizrach ha'shal Eretz Yisrael v'chutzala v'ashkelon l'droma v'akol etzvona. Rashi says, the west, Rabbi Huda doesn't have to tell you a boundary of Eretz Yisrael in the west, because we know that the Yama Gadol is the Gvul. How do we know the Yama Gadol is the Gvul? Because that's what the Pasuk says. Rashi invokes a Pasuk. So he invokes the Pasuk in the Mishnah Daf Beis, and he invokes Psukim on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. And these Psukim tell us the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, they tell us where you do have to say B'fanei T'fanei T'fanei, where you don't have to say B'fanei T'fanei T'fanei. Now, what's Shver and Rashi according to the Ramban? What's difficult with the Rashi? What's he bringing Psukim for? What do Psukim have to do with this? Psukim have nothing to do with this. It's all a function of whether there are Shayaris Metzias or not Shayaris Metzias. So Rashi should have said, Rabbi Yehuda is telling us that this is where Shayaris are Metzias. Right, the Shayaris are not Metzuyos from Rekem to the rest of Eretz Yisrael, to the inner part of Eretz Yisrael. Right, it's Samoch, but it's not close enough. Right, and he should say that on the western part of Eretz Yisrael, you know, if you're beyond Eretz Yisrael on the west, beyond the Yama Gadol, the Shayaris are not going to be Metzuyos. Why does it matter what the Pasuk says? Okay, so that's the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. It's the boundary of Eretz Yisrael vis-a-vis what? What's the Torah telling us? It's the boundary of Eretz Yisrael vis-a-vis what? Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, vis-a-vis Trumas and Maestras. But vis-a-vis B'fanei Nechtafanei Nechtam, what does B'fanei Nechtafanei Nechtam have to do with these boundaries? That's not what the Pasuk is talking about. The Pasuk never thought of B'fanei Nechtafanei Nechtam. That's a Takana Derabbanan many hundreds of years later. So why does Rashi invoke the Psukim? What's the purpose of mentioning these Psukim? L'chor, it's a function of the Metzius. Right? So the Tanoim are arguing about the Metzius a little bit. A little bit of whether there's a Gzer below Plug, right? Shlutachla b'medina sayam. And a little bit that they're arguing about where there's a concern that Shayaras are not going to be Metzius. Right? Is it Shchichi? Is it not Shchichi? But it's not a function of the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, that the Psukim quote. Who cares about the Psukim? The Psukim are for Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, for Truma Samaisis, but they're not for B'fanei Nechtam Nechtam. So why is Rashi quoting the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael and the Psukim to try to explain the need to say B'fanei Nechtam Nechtam? But it's not just Rashi. The Rambam also. The Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, so he mentions the time of the Ramban, But yet he says it in a very interesting way. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam Ilchas Gerushin in Perek Zayin. Perek Zayin Alacha Aleph. He says, Shliach Shevi get me makom lemakom be'eretz Yisrael. Avu bishlo rok si v'saged v'lo yoda mihem eida v'lo nosen lo habal get v'am lo ten get zele ishti. Hareza noskola b'fnei eidem avu bishayin eidav yidum etzlo, etc. You bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, you can give it. No need to say b'fana. In halacha hey, then the Rambam introduces the need to say b'fana. He says, Shliach Shevi get me makom lemakom b'chutz laretz. Omei Eretz Yisrael l'chutz laretz. Omei chutz laretz laretz. Now, three possibilities. You bring a get from makom lemakom b'chutz laretz, m'mdina l'medina b'medina sayon, or from Eretz Yisrael to chutz laretz, or from chutz laretz to Eretz Yisrael. Haya shliach omei b'shas k'sivas haget v'chassim oso, hareza omei b'fnei shnayim b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. So if you bring a get from Medina Siyam, from Chutz Laretz, or from Medina to Medina B'Chutz Laretz, then there's a need to say B'Fana. And what goes there, Molocha to Medina. But if you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say B'Fana. No need to say B'Fana. Is there ever a reason? He says you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael. Stop. He says you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say B'Fana, B'Fana, B'Fana. That's it. There are no strings attached in the Rambam. Comes the Rambam, and then he explains why there's this halacha b'fanei d'fanei nechta. The Rambam in halacha ches d'pnei ma'ed tzrichu lama b'fanei d'fanei nechta b'chutz laretz. Well, what's this strange halacha? Where did this come from? It says kedesh shlotia ha'isha tzrichu l'kaima m'yava abal v'ya'ara m'mnei she'eno eidim mitzuyon l'kaima m'makam l'makam b'chutz laretz. Says the Rambam, what's the need to say b'fanei d'fanei nechta? I'll tell you why. Because we don't want the woman to have to be the kind to get, Mishamiguna, Chazal, and Mesakein, that the Shliach should say b'fanai. So when he brings the get in Chutz Laretz, since Ein Eidim Mitzuyim Lekaimo, from one Medina to the next in Chutz Laretz, so that's what there's a need to say b'fanai. That's what there's a need to say b'fanai. Yet in Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say b'fanai d'fanai nachtam. No need to say b'fanai d'fanai nachtam? What, he's just assuming they're always Ashayaras Mitzuyas? If you bring a get from one Medina to the next in Eretz Yisrael, Dov Pasha like that? What's defined as being in Eretz Yisrael for B'fanei d'fanei nechta? So the Rambam tells you in Halacha Yud, he says, Hanaro shebe Eretz Yisrael vehanasin shebe yam agodol shebe soch hatchum shel Eretz Yisrael. The rivers of Eretz Yisrael, the islands in the Mediterranean Sea, in the yam agodol, within the tchum of Eretz Yisrael, harei hein ke Eretz Yisrael. Do you want to know what's part of Eretz Yisrael? So the rivers of Eretz Yisrael are part of Eretz Yisrael. The Nasin Shebi Yamagadol, the islands in the Yamagadol. If it's part of the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, part of the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael, then that's part of Eretz Yisrael vis-a-vis B'fanei d'fanei nechta. And what is part of that boundary? So the Rambam tells you. U'behilchus Trumas, Hisbaru Tchumei Eretz Yisrael. So come go to Hilchus Trumas and you'll find out the boundaries that define Eretz Yisrael. Hilchus Trumas. What does Hilchus Trumas have to do with this? That's Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. You just told me a second ago that in Chutz Laretz there's a chiyuv to say B'fanei d'fanei nechta because there are no Shayaras Metzuyas. So tell me that in Eretz Yisrael there are Shayaras Metzuyas. There are Batei Din and Kfuin. And if there aren't Batei Din and Kfuin, then the Rambam should say that there's a chiyuv to say B'fanei d'fanei nechta. Just like in Chutz Laretz. What's the difference? It's not a din in Eretz Yisrael. There's no need. Chutz Laretz, there is a need. It's a function of whether there are Batei Din and Kfuin. If there are Shayaras Metzuyas, then there's no need to say B'fanei. And if there aren't Shayaras Metzuyas, then there is a need to say B'fanei. What's Rambam talking about? But the Rambam is echoing Rashi. The Rambam is saying Eretz Yisrael, vis-a-vis B'fanei D'fanei Nachtam, is defined by Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, by the Tchumim that we call Eretz Yisrael for Chumas and Maisus. And that's why Rashi quotes the Psukim. Why the Psukim? Why does Rashi quote the Psukim? Why does the Rambam say, look in Hilchus Trumas and apply whatever the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael for Kedushas Eretz Yisrael are, apply that to B'fanei d'fanei nechta? Why should we apply that? Isn't it a Metzius question? Like the Rambam himself said, the purpose of B'fanei d'fanei nechta is because there are no Shayas Metzius. So the halacha should be like the Ramban. Shouldn't the halacha be like the Ramban? that if you don't abut the din of kvuim, then even in Eretz Yisrael there should be an ipaseba fananata fananata. What's the Rambam saying? What are Rambam and Rashi say? They clearly seem to argue with the Ramban. They seem to say in Eretz Yisrael there's no need to say fananata fananata, even bezman hazeh, even if but they didn't manak kvuim. Right? Even if you don't have bat din kvuim, it doesn't matter. In Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say b'fanai. Molech and mevi, chutzlar, that's what you have to say b'fanai. Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say b'fanai b'chalal, according to the Rambam. And some even according to Rashi. Why? What's the chilek? What's the machlokas between the Ramban and the Rambam? Yes, Yehuda.
Ask a question, or you want to focus on this?
No, you can ask a question.
Back in the beginning of the year, I believe.
Oh, that far back.
Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, we said that the din of b'fanai is based on chiba for the Rambam, if I remember correctly.
No. The din of kissing Eretz Yisrael is a function of the chiba. Right? The kissing Eretz Yisrael is a function of the chiba. Even according to the dais that said Bafana is a function of Kedusha, but it's not necessarily a function of Kedusha to the exclusion of Batadin and Kfuin. It's that if you want to define what is Eretz Yisrael, so we start with Kedusha. But according to the Ramban, it's still a function of the Metzias. Right, he says from the halacha of Bavel, doesn't that sound like it's a function of Metzias? I mean, here you have Bavel; it's a place in Chutz Laretz, and yet there's no need to say b'fanai b'fanai nata. Why not? Says Dr. Ramban, that's the best raya that it's not a function of whether it's Chutz Laretz or Eretz Yisrael. No, it's a function of whether there are shayaras Metzias or they're not shayaras Metzias. So what's the Rambam and Rashi going to do with that? Yes, yeah, Shlomo Lev.
Maybe you could say it's what we had in Tosh Ashba, and the focus was Beit HaTam Re'eh. What do you say? Beit HaTam held that it was a function of Kedusha Sarek Yisrael set the boundaries for Fanai and reset. It doesn't matter. It matters about the Metzias. So even if it's outside Yisrael, the reset, because it's outside, as long as there's
Badi
Dinim
more,
there's Ben
Eitar
there, then it's fine.
So you're saying that Machlokas, whether Fanai is a function of Kedusha, or it's a function of if they're muflim from the yeshivas,
that could be
the machlokas, similar machlokas to what the Ramban and the Rambam are disagreeing about. But the question is, what is that all about? What's that all about? That's really the shayla. Reb Nochum wants to say that the Ramban, he says this actually on the Mishnah in the beginning. I think it's in Os Gimel. He says the Ramban is arguing with the Rambam and Rashi really about how to understand the Mishnah itself. How to understand the Machlokas Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, Merekem Lemizach, Merekem Kamizach, he outlines all the boundaries, right? The boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. So what's he saying? Is he just explaining the Tanakama, or is he saying something different? Is he explaining Rabbi Gamliel, let's say, or is he saying something different? So the simple way to explain is that he's just expanding on them. He's saying the same thing. He's just giving the boundaries on the other sides of Eretz Yisrael besides the east. Rabbi Gamliel gives the boundary of Eretz Yisrael on the east. Right? He says Rekem is the east of Eretz Yisrael, but he doesn't talk about the north and the south and the west. Rabbi Yehuda fills that in. But basically, they're all saying the same thing. And if they're all saying the same thing, then it could be that the nature of the takana to say b'fanayut b'fanay nechtam, if you bring a get from Chutz Laretz, is a function, b'fi rava, a function of whether the Rashi Yaras Metzuyas. That could be how we understand the Tanan of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda is not being mechadesh something totally new, but rather he's expanding. He's just filling in the Tanakama, filling in the boundary of Eretz Yisrael on the other side, besides the east. That's one way to look at Rabbi Yehuda. But the other way to look at him is that maybe he's really arguing fundamentally with the first Tanaim of the Mishnah. The first Tanaim of the Mishnah, as the Gemara describes, so they're arguing whether Shchichi or Lo Shchichi, right? If you bring a get from Smuchis, will there be Shayaras Metzuyos or not? That's a machlokas about the Metzuyos. They're all talking about the Metzuyos and whether there'll be Shayaras Metzuyos. They assume that the Tama Takana was that you have to say B'fanet B'fanet if you bring a get from Medina Sayam. Because there aren't going to be Shayaras Metzius, and therefore we're afraid that you're not going to have a Kiyum. So the discussion is, from where do we assume that there aren't going to be Shayaras Metzius? Only somewhere that's far from Eretz Yisrael, or even somewhere that's some. Rabbi Yehuda now comes and says, oh, he fleshes it out, he says, you know, and the areas on the other parts, the north of Eretz Yisrael and the south of Eretz Yisrael, he gives you towns to know the boundaries, Akku and Ashkelon, but he fleshes out he fleshes out what the other shittas say. The other way to look at it is, no, he's being mechadish something totally different. That the original Tanoim are saying that the tam of the takana is the gether ha-takana. That the takana b'fanetam b'fanetam is a function of sheiras mitzvah. The Behuda is saying, no. The tam ha-takana is taka what you said. It's because sheiras are not going to be mitzuyos, and therefore we're afraid that you're not going to be able to have kiyum. But the gather at Takana is that Chazal Mesakan, that if you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say Befanai, and if you bring a get in Chutz Laaretz, there is a need to say Befanai. That's the gather at Takana. The Tam might be because of Sheiras Metzuyos, but the gather at Takana is like a gather. Chazal defined different Makamos. They didn't want to leave it up to every different situation, because it's very hard to cheshbon that properly. So even if the Tam Adavar is that Befanai Tefanai Netam has to be said when there are no Sheiras Metzuyos, but the gather at Takana is that you bring a get from Chutz Laaretz, then there's a need to say Befanai Netam. You bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say Befanai Netam. Nochem wants to say that the Ramban learned the first approach. He says the Tam at Takana is the gather at Takana. Chazal say that if you bring the get from a Mokot where there's not going to be Shayeras Metzuyas, so then there's a need to say Befanai Netam. It doesn't matter you bring it from Eretz Yisrael or you bring it from Chutz Laaretz. It doesn't matter. The Mishnah is talking Bismana Mishnah, Bismana Gemara. The rule was that if you bought a get in Eretz Yisrael, you would have had Shayeras Metzuyas, because you have all the regalim and you have Batei Din and Kvuin. So the Mishnah was said according to the Metzuyas of that time, but it's not etched in stone. You have to apply the halacha in every time and place. Right? Like the Ramban says, Ein ledin zeh ela makom v'shaita. You have to apply it in every time and place. That's why the Ramban says Bavel is an anomaly. Bavel is not part of the Mishnah, right? But Bavel, according to Rav, has a din of Eretz Yisrael, because the Metzius was that because of the Mesifta, because of the Yeshivas, there was Shayaras Metzius. So if the Gedera Takana is a function of the Tam, that the Gedera Takana is any time that there aren't Shayaras Metzius, there's need to say Befanai Netam, so in Bavel, you're not going to have to say Befanai. It's part of Chutz Laaretz. It doesn't matter. It's not in Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Laaretz, the Gedin. Those are just examples. So at the time of the Mishnah, the examples were that it happens to be in Eretz Yisrael, there was Shayaras Metzuyas, and in Chutz Laaretz, he didn't have Shayaras Metzuyas. But if the Metzuyas changes, then the din is going to change too. That's how the Ramban was learning. Rabbi Yehuda is not mechadish something new, he's just fleshing out the other shittas. But the Rambam and Rashi disagree. The Rambam and Rashi assume Rabbi Yehuda is a totally different shitta. Rabbi Yehuda is saying Eretz Yisrael has its own boundaries. And the takana was, you bring a get in Chutz Laaretz, you have to say Befana. You bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Befana. But the Tama takana is that you have to say Befana because there are no Shayaras Metzuyas. That's true. But because at the time when they made the takana, there were Shayaras Metzuyas only in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laaretz. So kach tiknu chachamim. Kach tiknu chachamim. That you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say Befana. And it doesn't change. Even if you'll have a Hazah Hechetims in Eretz Yisrael that there are, but they didn't kfuin, it doesn't matter. It was Nikva. It was Nikva below Plug. If you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say Befana. You bring in a Chutzlar, there's no need to say Befana. So that's exactly why Rashi and the Rambam, Rashi quotes the Psukim from the Torah. Right? Befana is a function of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, because that's how the Chachamim were Kovei. Like, at the time, there was Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and that just defined the makom. Right? Chazal wanted to give you a place where there were batei dinim kfuim, where there were shayaras metzuyas. So they said Eretz Yisrael. Maybe taka the takana was even said bisman bayis rishon. If the takana was said bisman bayis rishon, so then really the koveya was not the only bavel, the only mitzrayim were the koveya. So taka a place that had kedushas Eretz Yisrael to feed the Torah, that was Eretz Yisrael. And there were batei dinim kfuim. The Oli Regalim were there also. So that was Koveya. That was Koveya. What is Eretz Yisrael? What is the Makom that you have to say Befana? But Chutz Laaretz, there were no Shayaras Metzuyos then. So there were no Shayaras Metzuyos then. So Chazal were Koveya. They're going to get in Chutz Laaretz. There's no need to say Befana. But times could change. It doesn't matter that times can change. Yes, the Gedder at Takana was based on a Tam, but the Tam at Takana does not control the Gedder. The Gedera Takana is Nikva, that you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Chiyav to say Befana. You bring a get in Chutz Laaretz, there is a Chiyav to say Befana. So that's why Rashi and the Rambam would probably say that even Bizman Hazeh, even if you say there are no Batei Dinim Kfulim in Eretz Yisrael, but so what? If you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say Bifanai Bechlal. I Bavel. How are Rashi and the Rambam going to explain Bavel? The Rambam says that Bavel is an exception. Right? But how do we understand that? If you say the rule is, the Geder HaTakon is that in Chutz Laretz, there's no need to say Bifanai, there is a need to say Bifanai. It's only in Eretz Yisrael that you don't say Bifanai. So why is Bavel different? What is the Rambam saying? The Rambam just says, "Ubehilchas chumas yizbaru tchumei Eretz Yisrael, ubavel ke Eretz Yisrael legit." Ubavel ke Eretz Yisrael legit. What does that mean? Why? So l'chor, what you have to say, according to Rashi and the Rambam, is that Bavel is a special takana. It's a different takana. Not part of the original takana. Because the original takana was two places in the world. Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lanz. Right? You bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, you don't say b'fani. You bring a get in Chutz Lanz, you do say b'fani. So why is Bavel different? If the takana was that there are just two makomos, there are two halachas, so Bavel is part of Chutz Lanz. So how can we say the din of Bavel is different? It must be that it was a special takana. According to the Ramban, Bavel's not a special takana. The takana was that if there are batei dinim kvuim, there's no need to say b'fani. If there are no batei dinim kvuim, then there is a need to say b'fani. Bavel is a hechetimsa. Right, Bavel was a hechetimsa for that period of time when they were in Bavel, that there were batei dinim kvuim, that there were yeshivas kvuos. So there wouldn't be a need to say b'fani d'fani nechta. It's like strange, according to the Rambam, what Bavel bizman hazeh, Iraq, what Bavel bizman hazeh, has a din of Eretz Yisrael, because it was a special takana, I'm not sure. But the Chor, according to what we're saying, Bavel bizman hazeh also, unless they made the takana for the Zman that Klal Yisrael was going to be in Bavel, I don't know, a special takana for that time. But according to Rashi and the Rambam, it's not that the takana was a function of the Metzias. No. It was a function of what is Eretz Yisrael and what is Chutz Laretz. In Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say b'fanai. Even if there aren't batei dinim kvuim. And in Chutz Laretz, there is a need to say b'fanai. And that's why even b'zman hazeh, the din of Eretz Yisrael is not going to change according to the Rambam. Whereas according to the Rambam, the din is going to change. Yes, question. Yeah. Question, Aaron.
What would Rav Nachum, according to the Rambam and Rashi, what would he say to the Gemara of Rabban Shimon from Leah?
So even before we get to that, what are they going to say to the previous Gemara? Right? What are the Gemara say? Tainah b'zman shebesim yidosh kayyam, but b'zman shebesim yidosh kayyam, ma'ikal ha-meymar. How do you understand that according to the Rambam? But b'zman shebesim yidosh kayyam, the older regalim make it shayaras mitzuyah, so that's great. Lefi Rava, I have shayaras mitzuyah, no need to say b'fani. But b'zman shebesim yidosh kayyam, ma'ikal ha-meymar. Then you don't have Shayaras Metzuyos. The Gemara has to say what? There, but they didn't kfuim. I don't understand. If it's a takana that you bring again, Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say b'fanai. So who cares whether the Shayaras Metzuyos? It was nikfa. That's the tam hadavar, right? That you don't have to say b'fanai because there are Shayaras Metzuyos. But I don't care about the particular circumstance that I'm in, the particular era that I'm in. So what's the kasha of the Gemara b'chla? That's taka, sharp kasha, right? What are they going to do with the Gemara? Rav Nachum wants to say that they'll interpret that the Gemara, the shaka v'tayah of the Gemara, is according to the Tanakhama. It's according to the first Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda would not hold of this shaka v'tayah. The first Tanoim assume that everything is a function of the Metzias. So if everything is a function of the Metzias, then we have to pilpul. We have to figure out, are the Shayaras Metzias or not Shayaras Metzias? Rabbi Yehuda isn't gone some different. He holds, no. You bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, I'll tell you what the boundaries are. Rashi explains it's the psukim, right? You bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say b'fanai. I don't have to pilpul b'zman shebesem yidosh kayyam, not b'zman shebesem. It doesn't matter. Right? It doesn't matter l'maisa whether there are shayaras metzuyos or no shayaras metzuyos. Chazal v'koveya, you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say b'fanai. So the whole shaka v'tayah of the Gemara, according to Rashi and the Rambam, will have to be l'fi d'tanakam. Will have to be l'fi d'tanakam. What's your kasha, Aaron? So why does Rav Shimon ben Gamliel say that if you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, but the kapti ahadodi, so there's a need to say b'fanai? There's a need to say b'fanai? What's the answer going to be? What's the answer to that? The Nochamot, the same idea. The Ramban already was troubled by that, right? He says, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is a great raya to me. Because you see that even if you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, if you bring it from one place to the other, and there's a kapeda, the machbid zalzeh, so then you do have to say befanai. Isn't that the best raya to me, that if there are no shayres mitzvahs, there's a chiyah to say befanai? But he's troubled. The Ramban is troubled. What's he troubled by? Reb Shimon ben Gamliel comes out great according to me, but who doesn't come out so great according to me? Who doesn't come out so great according to me? The Rabbanan and the Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Remember, the Ramban is that kind. The Rabbanan don't come out so great. The Reb Shimon ben Gamliel hits with Basasian Shevaret Yisrael Bos Medina. You see, that's a great raya to me. He says, "Afilu tema de rabbanan pligi alei." What are you going to tell me about the chachamim argue against him? Rabban says, "No, no, that's only beir achas. That beir achas, the chacham will say it's impossible. It's impossible that they're not gonna know of the goings on the other side of the city. Right? It's one city. Of course, they're gonna know. But Medina le Medina, if it's lo shchichi." Of course, the Chacham would say that there's a chiv to say b'fanei, even if you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Ramban says. So I say, according to Rashi and the Rambam, no! Rashi and the Rambam would say, the Rabbanan argue. The Rabbanan say, it doesn't matter that they're makbid zalzeh. If you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say b'fanei, because I don't care whether there aren't shayaras mitzvahs. Kach tiknu Chachamim. The Hashim the Rambam will hide behind the Chachamim, the other Shitas in the Mishnah. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is a Das Yochid, they would say. But really, the Takana was, you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, you don't say Befana, you bring a get in Chutz Eretz, you do say Befana. Aye, but the Tam Adover is because of Ein Sheres Metzuyos. Yeah, that's the Tam. But often we find that the Gedar HaTakana, the nature of the Takana, is not limited to the Tam. It's based on the Tam, but it has a life of its own. So here too, the Rashi and the Rambam will say it has a life of its own. You have to define the border of Eretz Yisrael. Then you know where the din applies. It applies within Eretz Yisrael, but not within Chutz Laaretz. And it's not going to change Bizman Hazeh, despite the fact that there aren't but the din of Kfuin. Rashi and the Rambam would say it doesn't matter. If you can get in Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be no need to say B'fanei B'fanei.
I'm going to go to the next one.